Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. To get ready, you have to know what you are getting ready for. See, to get ready, you have to identify what you would like to do and how you would like to go about doing it. To get ready, you have to know that it takes time to get ready. See, what are you getting ready for? You're getting ready for your future. You're getting ready for your goals. You're getting ready to accomplish the things that you're putting your mind to. You see, as you put your mind to the getting ready is going to be a little bit more easier because you're willing to commit, you're willing to do, and you're willing to learn. You see, to get ready, there's an old saying that says that when you get ready, you have to stay ready. See, when you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You see, the reason why that's so important is because you're getting ready for your future to come true, for your future to be a thing, for your future to become your present. See, what happens is that when you are getting ready, you are getting ready for your success. See, what happens is that when you are getting ready for your success, you're willing to learn, you're willing to grow, you're willing to develop for yourself. But first, you have to develop for yourself to know that you can continue to learn. But you have to be willing to learn in order to get ready for your future, because your future is waiting for you to grab. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure's Knowledge Podcast, we speak about marketing strategy. We speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about personal development and how you can get ready to develop personally so you can start growing for your future. So let me go ahead and write this on the board. But prior to me writing this on the board, if this is your first time, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Go ahead and like and engage with the part that resonates with you the most, because we're talking about getting ready. You see, to get ready, you have to know what you're getting ready for. You're getting ready for your future. Your future is waiting for you to grab. Your future is waiting for you. But you have to get ready to start accomplishing your dream, to accomplish your goal, to accomplish you getting ready. And so the reason, hold on a little bit before I even dive deep, hold on. Let me write this on the board. You gotta get ready. Get ready. You have to get ready. And see, the reason why you have to get ready is because you have to be willing to push yourself. You see, today when I got ready to go live, I had to get dressed. I had to tie my tie. I had to put my button-down shirt on. I had to put my belt on. And I had to look presentable because I was getting ready. See, when you get ready, you have to know what you're getting ready for. When you get dressed, you have to be willing to understand that you're going somewhere. You're going to a place. And as you're going to a place, the place that you're going is you're going to your future. I remember I was watching this movie, The Flash, or this TV series. It was a TV series a couple years ago called The Flash. And see, this movie, this TV series was so good because it showed President Barry Sanders trying to save his future because he kept trying to save his past for his future because he kept going in the past. And see, in the TV show, The Flash, he's trying to save his mother. Because his mother got killed at a young age, and then when Barry Sanders got older, became the Flash, he started learning new skills, he started learning new information, he started learning new knowledge that he can go back in time and save the day. But see, in order to save the day, you have to be willing to get ready. See, Barry Sanders was willing to accomplish that challenge, will face that challenge. What stopped him is that you can't change what has already happened. You can't change the past, because the past is something that's already
happen. Reason being, because when time goes on, time waits for no one. When time passes, it passes you by. When time passes you by, how long have you been getting ready? You see, in the TV series The Flash was prepared to save his mother. He knew that he had a goal. He knew that he wanted to save his mother. And even though he couldn't save his mother, he still tried. You see, when you're getting ready, you have to be willing to try. That's the first one I want to hit on, is that you have to be willing to try. Be willing to try. Willing to try. Be willing to try. You see, the reason why that's so important, see, when you're getting ready, what are you trying for? Why do you have to be willing to try? Because in order for you to know that if it will work, in order for you to identify how it can work, in order for you to recognize what's working, you have to be willing to try it in the beginning when you have no evidence that it will work. When you have no proof or concept that this concept will even be valuable. What's happening is that when you try something new, you have to be willing to push yourself. When you try something new, you have to be willing to encourage yourself. When you try something new, you have to be willing to get ready. Because as you're getting ready, it's going to be a hard time to know that you can overcome this challenge, to overcome this lesson. But you have to get ready to face the challenges, because the challenges won't stop coming. They just start appearing differently. they just start appearing differently in a way that you don't even expect for it to appear. Reason being, because it's a new challenge when you get ready. It's a new obstacle when you're facing yourself. You see, to get ready, you have to know what you're getting ready for. In the TV series The Flash was getting ready to go save his mother. And when he got to the pads and he was able to see his mother, he couldn't save his mother. You see, sometimes when you try to do things, you have to know that you can't do everything, but you have to be willing to try. You see, Barry Sanders was willing to try, and even though he was willing to try, he came up short. He came up short because his mama still died, because she passed away in the past. You see, the reason why that's so important, because when you try, when you are willing to try, you are willing to learn. When you're willing to learn, you're willing to develop yourself and really understand that you can't change what has already happened. You can't change what has already happened, because what has already happened has already taken place. You see, when you're getting ready, you have to let go of the past and work with the past rather than against it. Because when you hold on to the past and the past is with you, how do you grow? Because the past can't be changed. The past can't be changed. But what can happen from the past is growth. You can start growing from your past, because your past is something that has already happened. You see, when you are willing to try, you are willing to put yourself out there. When you are willing to commit and put yourself in a situation, how you're putting yourself in a situation, you're willing to develop. See, you have to learn in a way that's going to show you that you're getting ready. You have to stay ready. You don't stay ready by getting ready. You stay ready by knowing that you are ready. You see, the reason why that's so important is because in this TV series, The Flash, like, The Flash had one goal, The Flash had one purpose, The Flash had one reason. Like, when I get older, since I have these superpowers, since I have these powers, and I can run fast, and I can run, I'm going to run to the past, and I'm going to try to save my mother. You see, every time he kept running from the past, he never saved his mother. You see, he was running from the past because the past was holding him down. The past was holding him down because he was a kid. In the TV series, The Flash was a kid, and he couldn't really do nothing to save his mother. And so he go back in time, trying to save her. And what happens is that as he's trying to save her, he had to learn how to let go of the past. Because the past, you trying to change what is already happening, would affect the current outcome. And it's so important to recognize that sometimes as you're getting ready, you have to know that your past is your past, but your past can work with you. Reason being, because you have to be willing to try something new. You have to be willing to try to get ready. Because you have to learn how to let go of your past. I didn't say forget about your past. I said let go of your past so you can start preparing for your future. I got recommended this book from a gentleman that I did a podcast with a couple of days ago. And as I did this podcast with him, he was explaining to me. He said that he wrote this book. I'm getting it next month. He wrote this book, 52 Wows. And essentially, how he explained the book is that the book is a book on how to love your significant other, how to care for her, how to think about her, how to do things outside the box to make her feel welcome, or your significant other feel welcome. And so as I'm watching it, as I'm communicating with him, just having a conversation with him, I'm like, wow, that's good. I'm going to have to get that book. I'm going to have to get that book because I'm interested in learning from that book. You see, I'm learning from that. I want to learn from that book because I want to learn how to make my significant other happy all the time. So if I can learn from someone else's experience, I will be in a better position. So all I have to do is just read his book. I just had a conversation with him. Since I had a conversation with him, I just have to read his book. I just have to learn more about him. I just have to learn what's in the book, what the information consists of. You see, when you understand the information that you're seeking, the information that you're searching will come to you because you're getting ready. And as we continue along with this conversation, he proceeds to say that you have to learn how to be present in today. He said, I don't worry about the past, but I worry about now. I don't worry about the future, but I worry about today. See, when my mind is focused on today, I'm not stressing myself out. And when he said that, I thought of a book that I got recommended from another gentleman. I went to this it's called an incubator program where you pitch or speak to others to explain what you're doing for your business, and I'm doing it, and I speak to my, and I'm speaking to the audience, and I'm talking to them, and I deliver my presentation, and so I follow up with some of the guys, some of the people that was there, and I'm having a conversation with them. I'm talking to them. Then towards the end of the call, I always ask, like, what book can you recommend? Like, I'm really big on reading and learning information. What book can you recommend? And one book was like, Be Present. One of the guys that said, be present, because you have to learn how to be present in today. You see, when you're getting ready, you have to be willing to try today. When you're getting ready, you can't be focused on the past, because the past has already happened. I've been live for the last 11 minutes. As I'm live, I can't go back and change what has already happened. I can't go back and change what I've already said. I can't go back in history and erase something that has already been said. You see, what happens is that when you focus on today, when you're present today, you're able to develop within yourself even more. You're able to evolve just a little bit more because you have to be willing to try. You see, when you're willing to try, not only are you willing to try to put yourself out there, you're willing to try to learn more about yourself. You're willing to try to learn about your past. You see, when Barry Sanders, The Flash, when he got older, he started to learn about his past. And as he's learning from his past, he want to change his past. You see, you can't change your past. What you can do is that you can be present today and prepare for your future. Because what's happening is that you have to be willing to try. How do you be good? How do you learn? How do you grow if you're not willing to try? You see, you have to be willing to give yourself a chance. You have to give yourself opportunity to get ready, because sometimes in life you don't know what you're getting ready for. I remember this one time when I was standing in Little Rock, Arkansas. I remember we went to go volunteer, hand out turkeys, not necessarily turkeys, but like gift back to the homeless. We was giving out food, we was giving out clothes, like we was participating in a gift back. And so as we're giving back, it feels good because we're able to see a smile on someone's face. We're able to help someone in need of help because we're out there giving away things, giving away time, giving away stuff. And so as we're giving away stuff, we're not only giving and putting ourselves in a certain situation, a certain environment, we're able to make someone day. You see, I was present in that moment because I was able to make someone day. The reason why that's so special is because if I wasn't present in that day, I wouldn't enjoy the opportunity of giving back, of giving value to others, of just speaking and talking with others. Because what happens is that when you are present today, you're willing to try. But you have to be willing to try. You see, when my mama, who raised three boys, who was a single mother who raised three boys by herself, not only did she inform us about the event, but she was like, hey, let's go make somebody's day. Let's just go make someone's day, because when you make someone's day, it'll make you feel better. But you have to be willing to try. You have to be willing to be present. When you're present in today, the past doesn't matter. When you're present in today, The future doesn't matter, because what happens is that you're able to pay attention to what you're doing. You're able to pay attention to how you're going by doing it, because it matters how you're showing up for yourself. You see, as we're giving back, we're smiling. As we're giving back, we're making someone else's day. As we're giving back, not only are we giving back, but we're present. You see, one thing about trying is that it's scary. How do you know when you try something new, when you try something different, when you try something that you ain't never saw before, how do you know it work in your favor? You see, you don't know it work in your favor until you try. I had to learn that in order for something to work in your favor, you have to make it your favor by not living in the past. Reason being, because if you're constantly worried about yesterday, last week, last month, last year, what about today? How can today count? How can today pay off? You see, the reason behind growth is because someone tries something new. I always reference Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I reference him because he gave life. He showed what opportunity looks like. He gave a different perspective to say, if he can do it, why can't the next person do it? If Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. can put himself out there, why can't others put themselves out there? You see, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was taking risks, but he was taking risks because he was present. He was taking risks because he was willing to try. He was taking risks because he wanted to make a difference. And so my favorite film from a video, a speech that he did, was called What's Your Life's Blueprint. And in the film, in the video, he's explaining that we all are different. We all have different occupations. We all have different ways of doing things. We all have different strategies. But what's your life's blueprint? You see, a life's blueprint is a career, is a path, is a direction that you would like to follow. You see, even though you have a blueprint, you have to know that your blueprint takes time to develop. And what a blueprint is, it's a plan to develop your blueprint. And see, what a blueprint is your plan. In real estate, they have a blueprint where they have to follow on what to build and how to go about building it. You see, one thing that I learned about this video is that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was asking the audience, what's your life's blueprint? Because everyone has a blueprint, and everyone's blueprint is different from the next. You see, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was willing to try. He was willing to get ready, because he was getting ready for a long time. And as he's getting ready to speak to the public, as he's getting ready to speak at the White House, as he's getting ready to speak around the world, first he had to start with today and learn how to be present for himself. You see, you can only make a difference when you recognize the difference that you would like to make. You see, in the video of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., what's your life's blueprint? Your blueprint is different than the next person. Your blueprint is different than your past. Your blueprint focuses on your future. Because if you have a blueprint to follow, if you have a guideline to follow, what happens is you're willing to take steps to get ready. You see, as you're taking steps to get ready, not only are you taking steps and you're moving, you're recognizing the direction that you're moving in. You see, in the video, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that he made, What's Your Life's Blueprint, he said, everyone is different, but since everyone's different, be the best different. You see, when you're the best different, you're the best you. Reason being, because when you're willing to try, when you're willing to learn, when you're willing to develop yourself, you're preparing for your future because you decided to get ready today. You see, what happens in life is that in order to take opportunities, in order to create opportunities, in order to make opportunities, you have to be willing to create and start with yourself. You have to be willing to start with yourself in a way that will show you that as you're getting ready, you're getting ready to open up a door. As you're getting ready, you're preparing for a new opportunity. As you're getting ready, you're focusing on today. But you can only be present if you're willing to try. You see, trying is so scary. Trying is so overwhelming. Trying is so frustrating. Because how do you know what you are trying will pay off in due time? How do you know it will work in your favor? You see, it can only work in your favor if you're willing to try. If you're willing to get ready, it will work in your favor.
not overnight, but it'll work in your favor when time presents itself. When an opportunity presents itself. Why is that important? Because one thing that helps someone get ready for their future is to identify where they're at today. Because you can't be everywhere, but you can be where you are at today. Since I'm on this live, and since I'm on this live delivering value, and I'm giving and bringing value, I can be present in today and not worry about tomorrow. When tomorrow gets here, I will worry about tomorrow that day, because today is what matters. Me being present is what matters. Me being focused is what matters, because I'm willing to get ready. There's going to be a time where you have to get ready for a long period of time. And sometimes as you're going along your journey, it's going to feel like the work that you're doing is not paying off. The work that you're doing is not helping no one. The work that you're doing is a waste of time. You see, when I started making videos a half a decade ago, I've been making videos, I've been creating different podcast episodes, I've been producing different topics, I've been creating for so long. And I didn't think that it was valuable because I didn't stay consistent. It's gonna take you longer than you expect, because as you're expecting to get so successful so quickly, it won't happen as quickly as you think it could do. Because what life will show you, how life will present in a way for you, is that you have to understand that as you're getting ready, you're identifying what you're getting ready for. So when I was making and making videos and start producing podcasts and start talking to different people and start having different conversations, I'm speaking to people, I'm interviewing them just to learn more about the journey and the process. And the journey's process is showing me that I'm on the right path. You're not going to discover all the answers you're looking for so quickly. What happens is that you understand, or you're preparing for the lessons that will come for you in due time. You can only have the lessons when you're willing to be different, when you're willing to try. In Dr. Martin Luther King video, What's Your Life's Blueprint? He says, if you're going to sweep, be the best street sweeper. If you're going to be a janitor, be the best janitor. If you'll be a good car salesman, be a great car salesman. Because when you are doing something, you're focused on it, you have to try to be the best that you can be. You have to be the best that you can possibly be, because it will help you identify what you're getting ready for, what you're preparing for, what you're identifying, and how this can help you in your life. You have to start with today. You can't start with yesterday. You can't start with tomorrow. You have to start with the day that you have, with the time that you have, and recognize that you are on the right path. You see, earlier this morning, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm asleep. Me and my lady, we're asleep in bed. And my body got the itch, and my arms got the itch, and I'm scratching. But my eyes are closed, but my hands is moving. But my hands is moving because my hands are scratching my arms. Now my hands are scratching my chest. Now my hands are scratching my other arm. Now my hands are scratching my back. And I'm scratching, but my eyes are still closed. My eyes are still closed, but my body is itching. And as I'm scratching away, I'm like, I can't go back to sleep. So as I'm scratching my body, I finally wake up and say, what is going on? Why am I so itchy? So I go to the bathroom and I look at my body. Now I got welts around my body. But what welts is like you're having an allergic breakout. So I was having an allergic reaction to something I couldn't remember that I ate. Like I'm only allergic to one thing, at least I could remember. And as I'm breaking out in hives, as my body have like different, like it's itchy. I can't stop scratching it because it's very itchy. When I opened my eyes, I was able to see what the problem was. I was able to see at that moment. I was able to recognize that my body was itchy. And it was itchy all around my body. Because I was having an allergic reaction. You see, at that time, my eyes was closed and I was just scratching away. I was scratching because my skin was itchy. It wasn't the fact that it was dry. It was the fact that I was having an allergic reaction. And so what I recognize is that when you open your eyes, you start to see today. You start to see where you are at. You start to see what you're going through because of today. You can only improve when you recognize where you are at. You see, the reason why you have to be willing to try, because if I wasn't willing to open my eyes would have still been closed and I still would have been scratching. I still would have been scratching away because my body was itching. You see, sometimes your body has to itch in order for you to force yourself to open your eyes. Sometimes in life, you have to open your eyes to the present and know that the present is here waiting for you. Not the past, the future only comes from the present, and the present can be developed over time. The reason why that's so important, because when you open your eyes to see, now you understand where you are at. Now you recognize the place that you are at because you're able to open your eyes. You have to be willing to try because you have to be willing to recognize where you are at. You have to be recognized. You have to be willing to open your eyes, because as you open your eyes, you have to know that you're able to see today. You see, when I was at this event last year, when I was staying in my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas, as I'm staying in my hometown, I went to this event. And this event was a program for people who were incarcerated, were in prison, and they getting out of prison, want to get back into the community. So this event is held to let previous prisoners get back into the community and start working and be a civilized, I don't want to necessarily say civilized, but have another chance and opportunity. And so as I'm there, it was a guy that did, I want to say he did 10 years in prison. And as a guy speaking and sharing his story, I'm sitting in the middle where I can see people in front of me. And as I'm seeing people in front of me, I'm watching how they respond to the speaker. And as the speaker is talking and he's sharing his story and he's bringing about different memories and he's sharing his experience while being in prison, there's a few people that can resonate with what he's saying. There's a few people that can connect with the words that's coming out this speaker's mouth. And as the speaker was speaking and delivering his story, people were engaged with what he was going through. People were engaged with what he had been through. People were engaged with where he was at today. You see, your past doesn't define you. It prepared you to be ready for today. Because your past is always with you. Your past is always with you. You will never let go of your past. But you can start working with your past. Because your past is someone present. And since it's someone present, you're able to help them for their future. Reason being is because you have to get ready. And as you're getting ready, you don't understand what you're preparing for. Life shows you as you're preparing to get ready, you're getting ready for growth. As you're preparing to get ready, you're getting ready to develop. But you have to be willing to try so you can develop for yourself and understand as you develop it for yourself, you're growing within yourself. You see, it's scary to try something new. It's scary to get ready. It's scary to prepare. But if you're not preparing, how do you know that you're getting ready? How do you know that you're getting ready if you have nothing to get ready for? You see, what happens is that you have to be willing to try. You have to be willing to try something that you don't fully understand. You have to be willing to try things that you don't have a full understanding of. And you really have to understand that it's okay to start at ground zero and work your way up to level one, to level two, to level three, and start learning more about what you are getting ready for. What this information is and how it's going to help you in the future. Not today, but when you're present today, you're able to prepare for your future. Why is this important? Because to grow, you have to be willing to start where you are at. I remember when I was speaking to other entrepreneurs. First, I want to look up the definition of entrepreneur. I have never looked up the word entrepreneur, so I want to look it up today. So entrepreneur definition is a person. Hold on, let me share my screen. It says a person who organizes and operates a business or businesses take on greater than normal financial risk in order to do so. So the reason why I just want to look up the word entrepreneur is because one time a couple of months ago, I was speaking to a lot of different entrepreneurs. I was speaking to a lot of different people at different various stages of entrepreneurship. And so as I'm speaking to them, I'm communicating with them. Like, I'm just asking questions like, where you are at, what you have done, like how long you been doing it, how successful are you at it, you know what I mean? So I'm asking questions around the business that they have. And what I start to recognize is that people that who has been in business for a long or around five years don't fully understand what they're doing because they're not paying attention to how they're doing it. But they have so many different things going on. And I never understood, like, how can an entrepreneur have so many different things going on if they're only one person? Like, that didn't make sense to me. That did not make sense to me. As a business, how can you have multiple different things that you're doing at the same time but only be one person? Like, it was so confusing to me. It was so overwhelming to me. Like, how is that even possible? How do you have 15, 16, 10, 5, 2 businesses when you're only one person? And then as I start continuing to learn about entrepreneurship, entrepreneur, business, marketing, promoting, advertising, communicating, numbers, data, I start learning about this information. And I start to recognize that, yes, they are only one person, but they have a lot of people behind them. What I was struggling with is that I'm thinking that they're the only one doing this. They're the only one doing this. And what I start to learn is that they was not the only one doing this. It was one person and they had a team behind them. They had a lot of people behind them making the calls, doing the follow-up, having the organization, like, structuring things like it's supposed to be structured. So it's so confusing me. I'm like, how did y'all get all these people? How do you get all these people to even want to work with you? Then I start to recognize, I start to learn, I start to really pay attention to, is that it started with them. When it starts with you, you're able to grow into something great. You're able to grow your team and the people that's around you, but first you have to start with yourself. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to start with yourself. Start with yourself. Start with yourself. The reason why you would like to start with yourself, or is a good thing to start with yourself, is because you have to give yourself proof of concept of what you're doing. So today, September 25th of 2024, I'm doing a challenge. Well, October 1st of 2024, I'm doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And I'm doing this challenge to start with myself. I want to be committed for 90 days to make $100,000. I want to see if I can do it going from zero to $100,000. And so I'm trying to figure out a way that's going to help me not only understand what I'm doing, but have proof of concept to where I can help other people, to where I can help other people and bring other people in that I can show, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. But as I'm doing this, I started from zero and went to $100,000. And the reason why that's so important is because I want to challenge myself. I want to put myself out there. I'm making videos around the effort. I'm making videos around what I'm preparing for and what I'm preparing for. And what I'm preparing for is because it matters with the amount of commitment that you have for yourself. You have to commit first to you before others can commit with you and create something big and can create something different and create something special. But it starts with you, because as it's starting with you, you have to have proof of concept that it works. And so as I'm around all these different entrepreneurs and they have different businesses and they're very successful and they're doing great things, I'm like, one day I would like to do great things. But before I do great things, I have to start with myself. So if I can push myself to make $100,000 in 90 days, not only will I be able to push myself, I will be able to show that it's possible to go from zero to $100,000, because I'm starting with myself. I'm starting with me. I'm starting with the person that's the man in the mirror. Because if I can do it, I should be able to help others do it as well. You see, the goal behind it is that I have to start with myself. Before I get to a place where I'm able to have like a lot of people work for me and a lot of people work with me and me bring value to them, I have to be willing to start with myself. And as I have to be willing to start with myself, I have to put myself through different challenges. I have to put myself through different opportunities. I have to put myself through different situations because I have to learn what I'm doing. And since I'm learning what I'm doing, I have to be okay with doing it more often. You see, when I'm learning, as I'm learning what I'm doing, how I'm doing it matters the most. It matters even more. Because if I want to bring and build something new and build something special, I have to start building something special with myself first. You see, when you start with yourself, not only are you building proof of concept, the proof of concept is you being the example, is you learning from your mistakes, is you identifying the challenges that you are putting yourself to. You see, when I had this dream back in 2020, half a decade ago, I had this dream, I had this thought, I had this real good feeling that I was going to be a millionaire in 1 month. And in August of 2022, in August of 2020 and September came of 2020, I was not a millionaire. I still was living paycheck to paycheck. My baby say, building something special. You got to build something special with yourself to build something special with others. And so half a decade ago, I'm telling to myself, like, in a month, I'm going to be a millionaire. In a month, I'm going to make $1 million. I had so much belief. I had so much conviction. I had so much determination that I was going to be make $1 million in a month. And what I recognized is that I didn't have the skills to make $1 million within a month. I didn't have the information to make $1 million in a month. I didn't have the awareness to make $1 million in a month. You see, what happened is that I had a belief, I had a determination, I had a dedication, but I had no skills nor the information. There is a way to do it, but I'm still trying to figure out what the way is. You see, in life, when you figure out the way that you are pursuing, when you start with yourself, when you start growing and learning, you start to learn there's a lot of information that you do not know. There's a lot of information that you're not familiar with. You see, when you're getting ready, you don't have to know what you're getting ready for. And just because you don't have to know what you're getting ready for, it would help that you identify that you have to start with yourself. You see, when this goal came about, when I start thinking about this goal every single day, every single moment, every single second, I wanted to be a millionaire in a month, but I had no idea where to start. So I started with myself. I started with myself and I started to pay attention to the information that I didn't know, to the information that I wasn't aware of. I'm not a millionaire today, but one day, it will happen. One day, I will be a billionaire. One day. And I want to help 1 billion people start believing in themselves to learn that you can do what you're putting your mind to. Just like Dr. Martin Luther King said, what's your life's blueprint? Because your blueprint can bring you more value. Your blueprint can open more doors. Your blueprint can give you more opportunities. You just have to identify the opportunity that you would like to create for yourself. You see, when you start with yourself, not only are you starting with yourself, you're learning the information that's going to help you be better. It's going to help you improve. It's going to help you develop. It's going to help you grow. Because you can only grow when you start with yourself. You can only grow and improve when you develop who you are becoming. You see, the reason why I came up with this 90-day challenge to make $100,000 is because I saw a billionaire do a challenge, and he went on a show called The Undercover Billionaire, and as he went on the channel, and he made a $1 million company within 90 days. I'm like, if he can do it, I should be able to do it too. But see, the difference is he's a billionaire. The other difference is that he got the skills. He has the information. He has the knowledge. What I was lacking is that I didn't have the skills, the information, the knowledge, and the will to try something new. So he built a $1 million business in 90 days. I'm like, if he can do it, I should be able to do it too. But now today is a lot different because I've learned more information. I've learned more skills. I've gained a new perspective. You see, when you start with yourself, you have to be willing to say that you don't know everything. You don't have to know everything to learn everything. And the reason why you don't have to know everything to learn everything is because you can start learning where you are at. When you learn where you are at and develop the education that you are seeking, not just in school, but outside of school, when you're seeking knowledge from others, the information that you're looking for will come to you because you're putting yourself out there. I remember my first time being in a room with a whole bunch of people who made a whole bunch of money. I felt uncomfortable. And by a whole bunch of money, the billionaire, as he was talking, he said, "Hey guys, this room is worth $1.7 billion. And he said that, I'm like, my income, you ain't count my income. I don't even have that type of income. I don't even have that type of money. That money is real? Like, you can make that much money? You see, I got introduced to new knowledge and a new perspective because I was in this room. I was in this room, and it really opened my mind up. There was this one guy that made $68 million. And he raised his hand, and he had a question. And the guy answered his question and was like, "Yeah, man, like, I know what the issue is." Because I believe the guy was trying to grow his company to like $100 million. I'm like, "Bro, you at $68 million. You can make $100 million? How do you... What? What room am I in?" Because I was in the room, I was open to learning. Because I was in the room, I was willing to learn a new perspective. Because I was in the room, I didn't shut the opportunity for me discovering new information. Because I was seeking the knowledge, I was seeking that I had to start with myself. Because I had to learn and hear the language and hear the conversation and hear how people were talking. Like, how are you talking like that? I want to talk like that one day and say I got X amount of money like that. But it starts with the thought. It starts with getting exposed. It starts to, you start getting that information when you begin with yourself, when you start with yourself. Reason being, because you have to be willing to be uncomfortable in rooms, in situations, in places that you're not familiar with. I can go to these events. But I signed up for it. I registered it. And he brought so many people in that was making so much money. And I'm just there with no money. I didn't have no money. But I had a will to try something new. I had a will to learn something new. I had a perspective to gain. These people was making money. I remember I was talking to this one woman. As I was speaking to her, she was like, she made $10 million. I said, $10 million? I'm like, geez Louise, where am I at? All these people making money? God, no. I felt ashamed of myself because I wasn't making no money. In fact, I was living paycheck to paycheck. My credit cards was maxed out. I didn't have the money that they're speaking about. Because I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't know it was a thing that someone could make that much money. But I got introduced to the room, and as I'm in this room, I'm speaking to other successful people that has a lot of money. Because it matters where you put yourself. And when you put yourself in a place where you're positioning yourself, when you position yourself, you have to be willing to start with yourself. Why? Because it starts with you, but it doesn't end with you. And why this is important is because you have to be willing to discover the lessons that you would like to learn and the education that you are preparing for to know that you're learning something new. This is important because when you have to be willing to try, and you have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to put yourself out there in a way that's going to help you even more. Because you have to learn what more looks like. And so as I'm in this room, it was three people behind me that made bukus of money, that made a whole lot of money. And as I'm behind, like sitting in front of them, they're behind me talking, one of them asked, one of them tapping, that was like, hey man, do you want to get in this conversation because we feel like we're not talking with you? I said, no, I'm good right here. I just want to listen. I ain't got nothing to say. I just want to listen. I just want to listen. And so he was like, okay, cool. Thank you for letting me know. And so they're talking. One of them made 10 million. Another made 20 million. Another made something in the million. They was in the millions making money. So I'm just listening. I'm observing. I'm hearing the language. You see, when you hear the language, not only do you hear the language, you see how they move. You see and listen what they're saying and how they're speaking about it. Because I just want to be a sponge. I just want to just sit there and just listen. I ain't got no questions. I ain't got no feedback. I ain't got nothing. Just let me listen. So they let me listen. And when they let me listen, I was able to listen. Why? Because I was able to build a new perspective. I was able to establish a new way of thinking. Because the way I was thinking was that I had to survive in life. There was that, since I came from a single mom raised by my mom was a single mother raising three boys by herself. And since I came from that, I'm thinking that in my life, I would have to survive. Like, I can't do more because I didn't have more growing up. And just because I didn't have more growing up, I can't have more since I'm older. You see, I had to learn a new perspective. Had to gain some new knowledge, and I had to understand that it's possible to change your life, but you have to be willing to get ready. You see, you can only get ready when you start today. Use the day that you have, because when you're preparing for your future, you have to understand that the work that you're doing today only comes from the effort that you put into yourself. And so as I'm at this event, there's a lot of people just making money. I remember we went on lunch, and I'm sitting at this table with like 12 different people. And we go around introducing ourselves. So luckily, I won the first one that they introduced or started the introduction at. One dude said he was a speaker, speaking around the world, talking to different programs, different business conferences. And he just talking and going around. Then another one was another speaker. Then another one was like working in construction. Then another was working in development. Another was working in real estate. Another was working in event space. There was so many different people in this room that had so many different things going on. And I'm in the room like, I ain't got nothing going on. I ain't got nothing going on. At least that's what I thought. At least that's what I thought. I was able to be in the room. And since I was able to be in the room, I stopped discrediting myself. That's the next point I want to hit on. To stop discrediting yourself. Stop discrediting yourself. Crediting yourself. Stop discrediting yourself. And by discrediting, I shouldn't say disqualify. Stop disqualifying yourself. Discrediting. Stop discrediting yourself or stop disqualifying yourself. Yeah, stop disqualifying yourself. And the reason why you should stop disqualifying yourself, because you can learn anything from everybody at any time. You don't know what the next person knows. You don't know what the next person has accomplished. You don't know anything about the person until you speak with them. And so I remember this one time, it was this guy named Pace Morby. And at the same event... Now, we're at this event with a whole bunch of people making a whole bunch of money. I'm just there with making no money. And so he come up to ask me, because I remember joining his real estate mastermind back in 2022. And when I joined the mastermind, like, I thought I wanted to pursue real estate full time. And what I didn't recognize is that as I'm in this mastermind, I have a connection with him. I have a relationship with him because I'm in his mastermind. Like, I'm in his program. Like, I joined his program. And so one day the same day, he come up to me and asked, he say, So who you gonna do business with? I said, business. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know these people. Do business. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, there's a lot of business on this here. Who are you going to do business with? He said, what do you have to offer? Like, what do you have going? What do you have got? What do you have going for yourself? I'm like, I got a podcast. You know what I mean? I got a podcast. I don't think there's nothing special, but I got a podcast. He was like, cool. Okay, I'm gonna put. I'm gonna introduce you to this person over here. And as I'm introducing you to this person that worked for Prime Corporate Service, he's the owner of this. Yeah, I'm gonna introduce you to him. And so I'm like, I'm like, huh? And so as he introduced me to the person, he introduced me to the person that's a business owner that's making a whole bunch of money. And I communicate with him. I'm talking to him. But I don't know what to ask him. I don't know the value to bring him. I don't know nothing to, like, engage in this conversation. And so I get his number. And so when I got his number, I never used his number because I didn't know what to offer. I didn't know what to bring. I didn't know what value I brought. I disqualified myself because I didn't have nothing to offer. I discredited myself because I didn't recognize what I could offer. But I was in this room. I was having this conversation. I was speaking to all these people that were successful. Here's the thing about success. When you get introduced to it, you don't stop looking for it. When you get ready, you have to understand you're getting ready for something that you are not prepared for. Yes, you can put your clothes on. Yes, you can look nice. Yes, you can look presentable. But even though you're looking presentable, it doesn't mean that you can know what's to come in the future. And I'm saying this, I'm speaking from experience because I'm at this event with people that is making a whole bunch of money. They're coming in this room together to work together. Excuse me. So even though I'm in the room, but I'm disqualifying myself because I don't have what the next person has. Let alone the amount of success that they have. I don't have it. So I got discouraged. See, discrediting me and disqualifying yourself can turn into discouragement. I was discouraged because I didn't have what the next person had. I didn't have all the success. I didn't have the team. I didn't have the money. I didn't have the accolades. But what I had was that I had curiosity. I was in this room with a whole bunch of people making money. Then at some point, they opened up the floor to ask questions. I was like, okay, now we're going to start asking questions. Okay, does anybody have any questions? So they passing the mic around. And as they passing the mic around, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to ask them something. I don't know what I'm going to ask, but I'm going to ask something. And so as I'm in the room and I'm waiting on the microphone, I'm in my head thinking, what can I ask? What question would be a good question? What question do I want to ask for myself? What question can I think about? What question can come to me? I'm thinking. People grabbing the mics, talking on the mic, asking questions. Another person get the mic, talk on the mic, ask a question. Another person get the mic, talk on the mic, ask a question. I said, one second is going to be my turn. So what am I going to ask? So as the mic is going around there looking for people to ask the question, I'm constantly raising my hand. You see, I wasn't discrediting myself. I would start to credit myself because I had a question, and so I wanted to think about the question that I was thinking, what would be a good question that would help me where I'm at today. And so the mic is going around, then finally I get the microphone, and as I'm holding the microphone, I'm thinking about the question. And before I even asked the microphone, the billionaire was just speaking, he was just talking, he was just delivering value. But I'm not really listening because I'm thinking of this question. And so as I'm thinking of this question, I'm like, okay, what can I ask? I have the opportunity. The microphone is in my hand. I don't want to drop the mic. I want to hold the mic. I want to communicate effectively. And as I'm holding the mic, I'm just waiting to be asked a question. I'm waiting to be asked, so what's your question, bro? Right here, right in front of me, like, what's your question? I'm picturing this in my mind that he's about to ask, what's your question? And so as I'm holding the microphone, as I'm holding it, and I'm just thinking about the question, as I'm thinking about the question, I'm waiting to be asked about the question. And then he finally get to me. He said, "Yeah, man, what's up, bro? What's your question?" I said, "Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Terrell with the Y." At the time, I was going by Terrell with the Y Humphrey. And I have a question. For someone that's aspiring to be a billionaire, what advice would you give them? I'm like, "Oh," in my head, I'm like, "That was a good question, coach. That was a good question." And he say, the billionaire replies by, "Don't stop in the million." I'm like, "I didn't ask that." I said, "Well, no. I'm like, a billionaire, like with the B." He said, "Yeah, I know. I heard you." He said, "Don't stop in the million." But he said it so casually, and it gave me a new perspective that if I stop at a million, I can't get to a billion. But I have to get to a million first to get to a billion. So then it gave me a perspective that if he can do it and he started from nothing, I can do it because I'm starting from nothing. So the 90 day challenge to make $100,000, I know it's possible because of the information I got introduced to. You see, I want to look up the word discrediting. Discredit. I want to look up the word discrediting. And it says, harm the good reputation of someone or something. And the next definition is loss or lack of reputation or respect. You see, before people can respect you, before people can give you credit, before people can see you, you have to be willing to give yourself credit. You have to be willing to give yourself permission. You have to be willing to give yourself a chance. Because you don't build credibility overnight. You don't have credit overnight. You build credit over time. I remember when I got my first credit card at the age of 16. When I got my first credit card at the age of 16, my credit card limit was $500. My credit card limit was $500, and I wasn't spending it on nothing. I'm like, I don't fully understand credit, but I ain't gonna spend this money. Because what I knew at the time was that it wasn't my money. And so when I got the $500 credit line, I'm like, "This is good, but what can I use it for?" Oh, I'm gonna use it for gas. I'm going to use it for gas. You see, I was learning about credit because I didn't discredit myself to not going to get it. I didn't discredit myself to going to fill out the application. You see, this is not a financial show. You see, what happens is that when you discredit yourself, you take away opportunities on the table. When I applied for my credit card, my first credit card line, I applied for it. And when I applied for it, I got approved for it. You see, when you stop discrediting yourself, you get approved for the action that you're doing. You get approved for the work that you're doing. You get approved for the commitment that you're making for yourself. Because you stop discrediting yourself. You don't have to be the smartest person in the room. In fact, you don't have to be the person that's making a lot of money in the room. You can be the one that's making no money and still be in the room and get a different perspective. I was the one making no money and got in the room and got a new perspective. Because I was seeking the knowledge. I was looking for the knowledge. In the Bible it says, "Seek and ye shall find." Seek and ye shall find. Ye is you. Seek and you shall find. Because when you find and you're seeking, when you're seeking, you're finding. It's kind of like playing hide and go seek. You have to go hide to go seek it, and you have to go find it to go find the person that's hiding. Because in order to win the game of hide and go seek, you have to be willing to seek the person that's hiding. I remember when we was younger, we played the game of hide and go seek. And when we played this game, it was so fun because people was creative, hiding in different places that I would have never thought about. They hiding in the bins. They hiding behind a tree. They hiding on the tree, on top of a tree, behind an apartment. Like, they hiding in different places. So as we're playing hide and go seek, as we're kids, the person who get caught first now has to go. And sometimes I was the person who got caught most of the majority of the time, so I had to go catch them. And so this one time, I got caught. I was like, all right, cool. All right, we about to count. I'm about to count to 10. Ready or not, here I come. So I count to 10, 1, all the way up to 10. Ready or not, here I come. I open my eyes and I start to see. I start to look around, see where y'all at. Where y'all hiding at so I can come seek the hiders. And see, as I'm looking around, as I'm trying to find them, as I'm trying to see them, I don't see nobody until I see a little shirt that's hanging and dangling in the wind. I say, uh-oh, I got me one, coach. I got me one, coach. You see, when I saw the shirt, I saw another person hiding a couple trees over. So I played it smart. I got the person around that was in the tree because it was going to be hard for him to get down. It was going to be hard for him to get down. So as soon as he touched the ground, I can get him because my momentum was already being built. And so when he got off the tree and he jumped down, I was seeking the people that were hiding because I went to go find them. You see, when you're seeking credibility, you're seeking opportunity, you have to go be willing to go find the opportunity. Because when you find the opportunity, not only are you looking for something new, it gets discovered in a new perspective. It gets discovered in a new way. What happens when you go seek seek new information, what happens is that you're willing to stop discrediting yourself. You don't have to have everything together. You just have to have something together to be in the room. You just have to have something together to get ready. Because as you're getting ready, you're growing better. You're growing faster. You're growing at a pace that's going to help you not only be better, but show you why you can be better. You just have to start with today. Be present for today. Don't live in the past. Work with your past rather than against it. And then when you start working with your past, you can start preparing for your future. But continue to live in the present, so that way you're not thinking too far ahead in your future. I'm going to read this book called Be Present. And I'm going to read the book, and it was a great book, got referred to me. Well, it seems like a great book, it got referred to me. So I'm going to read it. I'm going to listen to it. You have to be willing to try something new. Don't be afraid of what you don't know. Be afraid of what you know that's limiting you and be open to a new perspective. Because when you're open to a new perspective, you have to be willing to start with yourself. You have to start with yourself to recognize there's something here to be learned. What lesson can I pull from this? What information can I gather from this? How can this help me for today to better my future? And when you do that, you have to stop discrediting yourself. Stop discrediting yourself, because if you continue to discredit yourself, you're not proving yourself that you can do it. Because what happens is that when you credit yourself that you can do it, you will do it. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit the subscribe button. And in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway on how you're going to start getting ready today so you can start preparing for your future? Make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. Make sure you leave a review if you like to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Open up the Apple Podcasts. Go to Failures Not Just Podcast. Hit the three dots. And it should say go to show. And then type in leave review, and then leave a review right there. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all next time.